and welcome to Revitalize and Replant with Tom Rainer, where we equip churches to move from declining to thriving by pointing them to a new future and a new hope. Revitalize and Replant is brought to you by the North American Mission Board.
Welcome to Revitalize and Replant. My name is Tom Rainer, and I am joined by Kevin Ezell. Kevin and Mark Clifton and I have done a lot of podcasts recently dealing with the pandemic, dealing with the COVID situation, dealing with regathering, especially if you're in a revitalized or replanting church. And we've talked about a lot of issues, but now we're beginning to hear an issue resurface. It was really pervasive when the church shootings were taking place. And thank God, one of the good signs, one of the good things about the quarantine is churches weren't meeting. So we didn't have those tragedies taking place. We hope that they will not. But now we're hearing it again. Churches are trying to decide how they are going to do their budgets. And should that budget include church security? And if it does not, what do we do about it? How do we pay for church? How do we pay for church security in a revitalization? So Revitalize and Replant, sponsored by the North American Mission Board, sometimes called NAMB, N-A-M-B, and churchreplanters.com. They're all about helping healthy churches get healthier, unhealthy churches get healthy, and churches that are about to close, not close, and starting new churches. And they're doing an incredible job also in disaster relief. There's just so many things. But in terms of church replanting, just go to churchreplanters.com to see all the resources that are there. Kevin, our quick kind of run through of how do we pay for church security in a revitalization. Once again, just to give clarity to our listening audience, this issue is arising because church leaders are rethinking their budgets right now. You and I talked about how most budgets are holding tight, but some churches are saying we've got to be prepared with a plan B if income does not stay up in the church. And they're asking the question, should we budget for security? What if we don't have the money to do it? So, you know, the first thing that you can do without paying for anything is have a security plan, you know, have something where this is what we do in the event of a shooter or whatever.
Exactly. Just making sure people know they have a sense of awareness and that we're all in this together. We've got to protect ourselves but have a plan of if you see something, who to tell and how to respond if something happens. And so you're absolutely right. First thing is have a plan. You can always change the plan, but you got to have a plan.
Yeah. There's all kinds of information out there. I'd encourage you. Amy will give you a link to churchanswers.com, and you can go to Church Answers Central if you want to join that community. There's a lot of good discussion links. We have over 2,000 leaders that are active at Church Answers Central, and a lot of them talk about these things, so you can go there. But if you're in a church revitalization, the second point we want to bring up is don't neglect the kids, even if you don't have kids at this point. One of the messages that you got to send is we want our kids protected. We want everybody protected, but without church security, will mom and dad bring their kids to your church?
Right. You don't want to. The first impression is everything, obviously, and especially when you're trying to revitalize, like you said, and somebody's got kids, you're desperately wanting them to stay because you need kids to find more kids.
Yes.
And you got to make sure they feel safe.
Think about children's ministry in this era. And I was talking about Church Answer Central, and I was just responding to someone at Church Answer Central about children's ministry. And my response was, I'll get someone to help you in this area. Think about what those in children's ministry have had to face in the last few years. They've had to face school shootings as well. They've had to be confronted with just basic hygienic issues that take place, all kinds of guest friendliness issues, and now COVID. You know, boy, tough. It's a tough time for any of us, but children's minister in particular.
Well, plus now, you know, I got some grandkids that have allergies, pretty severe allergies, you know.
Yes.
I don't know, when I went to preschool, they threw dairy to all of us, you know.
Yes.
And so I just don't remember. That's back when they had the short cord on the wood burning kit, you know, that you put right by the curtain. So, we had a lot of things were different. So.
Yeah, I think we're probably a little more careful with our grandkids than we were our own kids with all the knowledge that you have. Another question that comes up quite frequently, do I really need to do a background check? And Kevin's answer is?
Absolutely. Yeah. No word. And on the pastor too. So.
Yes. Yeah, but talking about those who, you know, work in children's ministry or those who are, you know, connected to it, definitely there. But anybody doing a revitalization, there are certain areas where you're going to have to do a background check. And here's the thing about it is they are highly affordable. I mean, they're different levels of it. No, any church can afford it.
You can't afford not to. And if something does happen legally, I mean, that'll put a church under if you didn't do some basic things. I mean, you've got to protect yourself. It's just not even optional.
Hey, I'm going to go down a rabbit trail for just a moment. This is something that I did not plan in the discussion, but just going on and talk about it. There's a lot of discussion in the post-quarantine era that we're entering, the regathering era, about what do we do with small groups. Some of them don't have facility space to begin with. Some of them are wondering if they should. And we are hearing more and more cases of home groups having liability problems, particularly with kids.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to travel down that trail, but when we start talking about security, I mean, we have to look at the reality that sometimes our churches are represented by homes with home groups, and we don't have adequate security there as well.
Yeah, that's going to be, it's very challenging, especially when you have just couples take turns. You have one married couple, and then you know the only defense you have or witness you have is the person you're married to. There's all sorts of tentacles of challenges with this. I mean, I don't know.
I don't have an answer. It's just something to be on the lookout for. There's been a massive lawsuit going on for years in Nashville related to what happened to a child in a home group. So while they were being watched. So don't neglect those background checks. Get cameras. That used to be so expensive to get cameras now. We're talking about affordability. You can afford cameras now.
Yeah, yeah. I can. What's nice, I can look and see front porch, back porch. It's so easy at home and, of course, at church. And there's just no excuse, honestly. It's just a lack of attentiveness to it or laziness if a church isn't prepared in that way.
I have to share this news with you. And get your hanky or your Kleenex out for this, Kevin. My dog used to protect us by barking because he would during the day. Yeah. Marley's gone. Marley died.
No.
Marley is gone. Miss my dog Marley. 11 years, cancer, lab.
Oh man, Mom, I'm sorry for you, Tom. I'm sorry. I hate that.
Quit smiling. Yes, Marley was part of our security here, so we may need to get some more cameras where Marley. What Marley really did, though, his boy talking about chasing rabbits, he killed the moles in our yard. Oh man, I'd hear something going. What's going on? Yeah. He had a mole by the neck.
Oh man, hey, listen, I need one of those dogs at NAMM.
Yes, I'm not going to even go there. So get your affordable camera system. I think the one you hear the most about is Ring, but there are a lot of them that are out there.
No, absolutely.
Highly affordable, and you can monitor things on your smartphone. So do so. Another thing you can do is you can ask law enforcement to volunteer. So I know that at our church where Jess is pastor in Spring Hill, they actually bring their police car. They're allowed to bring their police car to church, and they park right in the front, and it's pretty neat.
Yeah, the only issue I had there, I think you're exactly right. That's what we did. You just got to really train them to do what they do, but to do it in a church-friendly, people-friendly way. You know,
elaborate on that. There's got to be a story behind it.
No, we just had Barney Fife, you know, and so they would, you know, they want to make a citizen's arrest. And I remember one time when Jimmy Scroggins was my student minister, we were out at a staff retreat, and the security guy calls us, you know, And he says, "Hey, Pastor, we got a problem. It's a Wednesday night. We got a problem. We were having construction at the time. We had one of those portable potties out in the parking lot."
Yeah.
And the security guard had caught one of our teenagers and his girlfriend in the porta potty making out.
Wow, that does not sound like romance to me.
No, but the security guy, he calls Jimmy and myself, like, "What should I do? What should I do?" And I was like, "Look, I'd give the guy a trophy. There ain't no way I could possibly talk my wife into going to the porta potty." I was like, "Are you kidding?" But I mean, they're so excited about, you know what I'm saying. They just would sometimes be a little rough if somebody parked in the wrong spot. They had a tendency to be a little bit rough with the senior adult. And so, look, just it's not
I'll
like
just hurt you if you don't move that car.
Yeah. Hey, did you not read the sign? Can you not read? You know, no, look, just back off just a bit. You know, we want to be friendly, kind. And so, you know, it's just all about getting the right people to do it. You know what I mean? But it's just funny. Some of the funniest things that happened today.
I love the reference to Andy Griffith. I mean, that has to be one of my favorite shows. And I believe that was actually Gomer chasing Barney when he said citizen's arrest.
That's one of my favorite shows. But that just reminds me, you know, sometimes they're just very, it made me nervous. You know, people talk about, having firearms, because we had a lot of guys carry, and they would carry in the service. And so, you know, that's why we had a plan to make sure people didn't take over and, you know, the wrong people, that we try to make sure they knew that. So, yeah.
Well, again, someone who's been in law enforcement, someone who is in law enforcement, someone who has been in security, again, what we're trying to do is to talk to you pastors and other leaders who are asking the question, "Hey, if I'm doing my budget, do I still have to pay for church security?" And we're trying to say there's some things here that really aren't costly, like security plan doesn't cost anything. Remember to look after the kids. Background checks are highly affordable. Cameras are affordable. And you might have some people who are actually qualified to be security people within your church that can take care of it. So those are some things that cost zero or very little in order to maintain some type of security. All right, the last thing that we're going to mention on here, and then we're going to go to Kevin's Corner to wrap this up. I'm going to explain wrapping up comment to all of you for just a moment. But monitor the area. You can have people looking out during a worship service, during a time when people are gathered at your church, that are just basically monitoring and just checking to make sure everything is okay. Our church recently reopened just several weeks ago, and second or third week that we reopened, we had someone that obviously had some kind of mental challenge that walked in, was just walking around. And we found out about it because we have a monitoring system in place, just somebody looking around. And so he was able to go to the security person that we had and just say, "Hey, you know, let me tell you about this guy." And they handled it well and they treated him well. They didn't run him off. But if you just have people walking around, you know, your greeters ministry can be walking around. Your welcome ministry can be walking around.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And also things to be aware in preschool. You know, one of our biggest challenges we had is when parents were separated or having domestic issues.
Right.
If a spouse wanted to get a child when they weren't supposed to, the church often, that was some of the highest uses of our security, is we had spouses that would try to pick up a child while the other spouse was at church. And so those things you just don't think about, that security people will. And so you're exactly right. Monitoring, especially the preschool, but every area of the church, is very important.
And that tells you need to know something. You know, if someone, you usually when a parent checks in a child there, they have a place where they can say, "Are there any specific things we need to know?" And if there is an estranged relationship, maybe there's a restraining order for one of the spouses.
Yeah.
I was awakened sometime last week with an Amber Alert, and it was a spouse who did not have parental rights kidnapping her child.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and put down somebody else have the right to check them out or not, you know? And so, yeah. You're exactly right.
All right, so I want to wrap this up. And when I say wrap this up, here's what I want to talk about as we conclude this. I've mentioned in a previous podcast that when Dr. Ezell and I do these podcasts, we usually do them in batches. This particular one, we did 3 on one day and 3 on the other. Now, you don't know that if you're a listener because they're spread out accordingly on different weeks. But this is kind of a sad time for me right now because we're concluding the 6th of 6 current podcasts together. And talking with Kevin Ezell is just pure therapy for me. And then particularly off air and things we have, but just his wisdom, his leadership. And we're coming to the end of this, and we still want to keep this whole coronavirus pandemic and post-quarantine era in mind. And as we wrap this up, Kevin, tell us what you would like to say to pastors and other church leaders, particularly as they're going through this regathering. It may not even be related to this topic that we have, but kind of a Kevin's Corner wrap up to talking about regathering. What is the word that you want to give to pastors and other leaders right now?
Well, that's kind of you let me do that. We've been talking about revitalization and it's really important that pastor do soul care. And sometimes before you can revitalize a church, you need to revitalize yourself. And during COVID-19, especially, this is just a time to really make sure that you inspect your own life and you're taking care of yourself. Because it's very discouraging. I found, people are on edge, and we can, not realize how some of this stuff may build up in us. And I would just encourage every pastor to really focus. I know you're busy, and when it's your busiest time, it's when you really need to take the most time away to reflect on where you are. And I'm doing that right now. I'm coming up to 10 years being at NAM and trying to inspect my own life and look at every angle and look at the next 5. But you just need to regularly make sure you're taking care of yourself. I'm reminded of that. I just flew for the first time yesterday, and they go through that thing, like, make sure to take care of your own face mask before you take care of the others. I'm like, that's just so true in so many different areas of life, but we try to take care of others at our own expense, but we really, really have to take care of ourselves.
You've also mentioned in a previous podcast that you're seeing some good signs, like financial. A lot of churches are holding their own, even though they haven't met for a while.
Yeah, I've been so encouraged, but just by how well it seems that churches, some of their expenses are down because they're not able to have events and activities. Right. But the people have been very faithful in their giving, and it's just encouraging me to know that people's faith, their giving may not be dependent upon their actual attending. Where when I pastored, it seemed like when people were not there, they didn't feel as obligated or to give. And so, but during this time, and I've been amazingly surprised, thankfully, that people have been very, very consistent in their giving overall, it seems that.
And so some of that is they've learned to give digitally, and you don't forget when you're giving digitally, especially if you're scheduled digitally.
Exactly. Exactly.
There are a lot of good things going on. We'll be talking to Church Answers about actually focusing on the post-quarantine era more, and we'll have some announcements about that. But Kevin, I just got to say, you and Mark Clifton are just two of the greatest joys in my ministry right now, and I love these times that I have with you. And Mark has just done a great job, and it's been really great to have you come in and do the every other week as well. So thank you.
Well, you're kind. He's fantastic. And the nice thing about him, he loves his pastor. I mean, the churches and the pastors that he deals with, he loves it. He was, last night I talked to him, he was taking care of a pastor. His spouse was having an issue, and he just, to see his genuine love for pastors, that's what, and I can listen to a guy all day long when I know he's got that behind him. So,
well, both of y'all are a blessing. Thank you for not only sponsoring and allowing Revitalize and Replant to take place, but also for being the heart of it. So thank you to both of you. So Revitalize and Replant, once again, sponsored by the North American Mission Board and churchreplanters.com. You can see all of the information in the show notes. particularly go to churchreplanters.com, look at all of those resources. And once again, we thank Kevin Ezell for joining us. From your perspective, he's not going anywhere. He'll be back on a regular basis. But from my perspective, we've gone through a batch, and we'll be having him back again to record others very soon. Be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever your favorite podcasting app is. And continue to be with us as we help churches to foster, adopt, revitalize, replant, and plant, and get healthier together.
Thanks for joining us today on Revitalize and Replant with Tom Rainer. If you'd like to learn more about re-energizing your church to reach your community, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Google Play, or in your favorite podcasting app. For additional resources on church leadership and to join the conversation online, visit TomRainer.com, where we are growing healthy churches together.